Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2023. Happy Wednesday to you. Looks like our last burst of summer weather is coming to a close, along with some spurts of overdue rain over the next week. By the next podcast, we will have endured Halloween, the end of daylight savings time, and Election Day. There's a lot going on, so let's not waste any time and let's jump into some news together. And let's start off with an important celebrity birthday that is happening November 2nd. Cookie Monster, looking great at 58 years young, has a birthday on Saturday. He is the image I want to plant in your head each time you think of your property tax bill or a referendum for a municipality to exceed the levy limit. That video of him eating a cookie. Remember how everything with Cookie Monster starts with measured, logical, calm, and convincing conversation of why he absolutely needs the cookie. And then when he's able to get his hands on it, it is a frantic rush to eat the cookie. It's such chaos to immediately gobble it up that there's cookie flying everywhere, which means a bunch of it is being wasted and spilled. And the next time you see him, he wants and needs another cookie. Now make no mistake, after the dust settles from this election, the next state budget cycle we will be here. I can't decide if the Cookie Monster analogy does a better job representing our state government taking in all the tax revenue that it can, or if it's better to represent the hundreds of Cookie Monsters that will be prowling Madison to get as many cookies that they can in the budget process. And make no mistake, even if there are noble missions like fixing the roads or expanding rural broadband or strengthening rural EMS or preventative maintenance on bridges or the education system or improving our energy grid, they're all important. But also remember that the past three state budgets have essentially gone from $80 billion to $90 billion to $100 billion, and the next budget is right around the corner. And there are a thousand ways this analogy can apply here. That I will go with is that every Cookie Monster will take and eat an infinite amount of cookies as they are given and keep coming back for more. Anyway, we need to move on. So, in other news, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announced their November calendar and they will be hearing arguments in two massive cases. Case number one is to rule whether Wisconsin's newer laws make the 1849 abortion law unenforceable because it's only addressing feticide and consensual abortions, a potentially contentious topic. Case number two is to decide if the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Megan Wolf, can remain as a holdover in her position, although her term ended. She was not reappointed at the end of her term, since three Elections Commission board members voted yes to reappoint and three abstained, so there was no majority. And since there's a precedent for officials to remain in their position until a successor is appointed and confirmed, she is sticking around, and the Elections Commission has yet to take up the action again. Question, how many independent contractors would love that? Someone in IT that has a 90-day contract that just decides not to leave, and they get to keep getting paid and working because they just decided not to go away. So elections, another politically contentious topic. They're taking fewer cases, but everyone right now is very high profile. But rest assured that our Wisconsin Supreme Court, with its new majority that's in power for the first time in a while, is led by the principles of Lady Justice, her scales, and her blindfold, and there is no agenda at work here. In other news, although you may be sick of hearing about polling numbers because they're all about elections, they usually are asking a bunch of other questions, and there are a few that caught my attention. One focused on some workforce questions, and I wonder if you agree. One survey found that 69% of voters say companies regularly require college degrees for jobs, even though the people without degrees could do them just as well. 73% believe it is more important for high schools to prepare students for jobs and careers than to prepare them for college. That seems pretty bipartisan in both regards. Here's another one. In a national survey 6 months ago, a poll found that 67% of voters felt their income had been falling behind inflation. Earlier this month, October, 75% of voters said their income has been falling behind inflation, which plainly shows that the feeling of financial strain in the U.S. is still growing. However, around the same time, these pollsters found that almost 40% of voters believe they are better off today than they were 4 years ago. Slightly different perspective, which is why the numbers don't add up, but it's interesting. Let's chalk it up to the drive to work hard, prosper, and succeed, and that it's still strong in our culture. Maybe there's still hope for us as a country to start to right the ship. Let's hope so. In other news, and although we're going to start to run short on time, so I may not be able to give this the full attention it really deserves, I want to just give this as a snapshot to read closely and ask reasonable questions when you get information about referenda. If you have any on your ballot, odds are you do because they're all over the place. This is from the Madison Metropolitan School District. They're letting everybody know that they're getting $61 million from the state, an increase of almost 62%. Over the prior year. So, what, a good $35 million more than they got last year? Interesting that they're putting it out there. The state aid will not offset the need for an operations referendum because the funds can only be used to lower property taxes because MMSD hit its revenue limit for this school year, so that's where the state general aid needs to go. Also, and I'm skipping all over the place in this, and I'm cobbling all this together, the operations referendum would have a property tax impact of $26 per month per 100,000 per home. It doesn't specify. But instead, the property tax bill on the average Madison home is now estimated at $3.38 per month this year. So it takes a good $35 million to reduce it that much, from 26 to 3. Well, beginning in 2027-28 school year and each year thereafter, the tax impact will be $87 per year. So it's going to take, almost $100 million every year to offset this. That's the amount of dollar amounts we're talking about here. It doesn't lay that out anywhere. It goes back to that. Goes back to that idea that asking reasonable questions about where the dollars are coming from and how many more times Cookie Monster is going to come back asking for more cookies. And finally, I almost wrapped up this episode with words of wisdom from Founding Father and member of the Constitutional Congress, Cookie Monster, but in case you have politics fatigue and need something to help you get through the next week, I instead give you words of wisdom from Founding Father Robert Frost. Quote, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. Unquote. I completely agree. I'm just hoping that at some point the headwinds would chill out even just a little bit. Am I right? Have a great second half of your week. And as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every leaf-turning corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join. Rest assured that our Wisconsin Supreme Court, with its new majority that's in power for the first time in a while, is led by the principles of Lady Justice, her scales, and her blindfold, and there is no agenda at work here.